Welcome to Historical. My name is David, and this week I am joined by Cody.
Let's go.
And so what I like to do when we got a new person on the podcast is just do an episode with them with no particular topic, so we just get rolling. Introduce them to everybody that listens, all 10 of my listeners, because I am so inconsistent with posting this fucking podcast that I'm sure people don't stick around long, you know what I mean? But anyway, it's nothing to complain about, really. It's on my own fault, if anybody's. But I've been doing some streaming recently. Go check it out. Got links, places. Go find them. We got all the crew. We got the boys on the latest one. We're going to have more of that. So, oh, God. So, yeah, Cody, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. The dogs. Bringing the big dog out tonight.
Yeah, we're bringing in the big dog. Cody. Dude, oh. Seriously, pushes some serious weight. Hey, we're going to expose all the fake natties right now.
That would upset a lot of people.
It would. It would be very controversial. We may get canceled.
I heard a lot of souls have a lot of natties getting upset with us.
Yeah.
That's what I can't stand, though. Like, if you take supplements, admit to it. Don't pretend you're natty when you're not natty. Like, own up to it. Because what's going to happen is you're going to portray this vision to these young bucks or young guys in the gym that, like, oh, if I just keep working hard, I can look like this guy. No. You can't. It takes testosterone, ungodly amounts of testosterone, and then you'll get there. So if you want to get big, you got to take the sauce. Simple as that. If anybody says no, they're wrong.
You also got to push the big ass weight too. There's that part.
You got to have that dog in you.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing. It's like, I feel like it's, and there's no, that's the thing. When people jump on it, if you've been working out for years, you've kind of hit your plateaus, and you know you're already kind of at your, you know, top level. Like, do whatever you want, you know. And if you start blasting, you know, it's like that's great, you know. People should be happy for you that you have achieved such a level that you can do that and be successful now, because there are people that take this shit and look like shit.
Yeah, because they don't put the work in.
Exactly.
If you take it, you still got to work. Exactly. I don't care what people say, like, oh, he's on steroids, duh, duh, but this. I'm like, yeah, they're taking sauce. To get sauce, you have to work. You just can't take a supplement and be like, oh, this is a magic pill. Daddy's going to get big. Nah, daddy's not. Daddy's going to get fat. And you're going to just put on excessive amounts of weight. That's not good weight. And you're just going to blow up. And then, you know, people just gonna look at you funny, like, what are you taking? You'd be like, oh, I'm on this, and this. I'm like, you don't look like it.
No, exactly. It's like, if you don't look like you're on something, there's a problem.
Yeah, that's why you're taking it, so that you don't look natural.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's we come to the biggest point, is that you're not fucking fooling anybody. Yeah. And the people that you are fooling are the worst types of people to fool, because they're so gullible. And they really don't know any better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I do respect the people that go out there and try and kind of, there are some of those personalities that like expose the fake natties and all these people out there and kind of put them under the gun. You know, ambush interviews. Have you seen that? There's a guy, I think his name's Kenny KO. He like ambush interviews like body professional fucking people, like bodybuilders and shit. And he's like, are you natural? And they're just like, yeah, totally. And it's just like, no, you're not. Like, they're fucking boulder shoulders, you know, and fucking popping traps. Their body fat's at like 4%. It's like, you're not natural. you should not be standing up right now.
Yeah.
Like a human body should not sustain. You can't, there's a reason why you carry body fat when you're natty. And to get down to a very low body fat percentage as a natty is so difficult, because it literally fucks with your hormones.
Exactly.
Like you're not supposed to be like necessarily that lean. Now, you can do certain things and do certain tricks to kind of get yourself into that really dehydrated state. And that's what you see with the real natural bodybuilding.
Yeah.
That's what they do, you know, and there's all these real clever techniques. But at the end of the day, when you're that low, like your body's literally eating itself. It's eating itself at that point. So unless you're supplementing with, like, you know, that's your body's going to fucking eat itself alive. And so you're gonna collapse out of exhaustion. Like, you need to eat.
Slowly fading away.
Yeah, like your
into the abyss.
Yeah, literally your brain. Like, I'm pretty sure there is studies on this. Like, when you're at a low body fat percentage for so long, your brain, it literally affects your brain chemistry.
You're immune compromised too. Like, compromised. Because, hey, if you're such a low body fat percentage, it's so easy to get sick.
It's almost like a self-correcting thing. Like, you get sick so that you'll fucking eat and stay still.
Yeah.
And, like, be in one place and try and hydrate yourself. Like, literally try and shut your body down. It's crazy, you know, how the human body works like that. So that's what the you know, the supplements and the steroids and shit will do. It's like, helps you get beyond those levels without compromising.
Because you still have the energy, you still have the drive.
Your immune system intact, and, you know, it doesn't fuck with your hormones. So it's like, you know,
it fucks with your hormones in a good way.
Yeah.
Everything's increased.
Yeah.
Sex drive, adrenaline, like all these things. And if I tell people, I'm like, if you have any type of temper, watch what kind of supplements you take, because if you're already short edged and short tempered and you take supplements, that will flare and you will become the biggest prick or jackass in the world. And nobody would want to be around you. And also, it can cost you. I know a buddy that was on supplements back from where I'm from. And, like, he lost his cool and at a party drinking and then got in a fight and, like, almost beat this guy to death. Like, changed his life. And I'm just like, damn, dude. I'm just like, the simplest things. And, like, if you have a temper issue, do not start taking supplements. Please do everyone a favor around you. Like,
your loved ones a favor, yeah.
Yeah, you ruined their life and your life.
For sure. Yeah, and that's the thing, too. It's like, you know, it does... There is instances, too, where it's like you may not know how it's going to affect you like that. So if, like, you even get start to, like, if you start taking that shit, and you even kind of get to that, like, start even hinting at that, you're, like, kind of going to go just fucking lose your... mind. Like, yeah. If there's any fucking hint that you, like, you feel like, okay, I'm getting a little crazy on this, you need to stop. Like, you need to pay attention to your mental state too, because, like, yeah, maybe you're physically looking great, but if your mental shit's breaking down, that's not fucking good. Like,
that's also not- a thing is, people who supplement, start off with the fucking bare minimum base. Just take testosterone, right? Pin yourself. I'm not talking fucking the shit you get from GNC, vitamin shop. Test ethionate, test cypionate, test propionate. Start with the base test line and start with around anywhere from 250 to 300 milligrams a week. Coast on that and get as much growth as you can from that. Then build up. Because what happens is people get the idea of, like, oh, I'm going to take tests. And they immediately jump into, like, a 500 milligram cycle where they're pinning twice a week. Then they're like, oh, I'm also going to add Anadrol, D-Ball, Tran, whatever. And they're, like, up in the scale to where their bodies to grow, I need this. So you're telling your body you need this. So instead of getting as much growth as you can from the bare minimums, mm-hmm. and then adding, people are jumping into these hard-ass cycles to where their body is going to be, like, unless you put 500 milligrams of test in me, you're not going to get no gains. I don't want to grow, you know? Or if you don't have this D-ball or Anadrol or all these other hard steroids, like, nah, I need more. So then what happens is those young bucks that start at a very young age and they're just adding all this extra shit to get any growth at all, they're having to run, like, very advanced elite cycles at a very young age because they just jumped straight into the bin and went all in instead of getting as much as you can from the small amounts and small doses. When I first started taking testosterone, I was 26. Not a bad age. What I did was, for a whole year and a half, I just took tests. Mm-hmm. 1 cc a week, coasted on it, man, for a year and a half. I gained 30 pounds. I went from 140 to 170. Then I started adding other stuff, and whatever, sort of experimenting with like D-Ball, Superdraw, Anadrol, these other supplements. And then, I ain't gonna lie, there's this one guy I used to get supplements from. It was like this blended mix, and it was called Super Soldier. So it had like Test, I think it had Test P, Test E, Tran, and something else all mixed into one draw. Oh my God. And I was pinning that shit twice a week. I felt like I wanted to rip everyone's head off. I felt like I could run my head through any wall. I felt like I was an indestructible force. And that's when I really peaked some of my maxes. I think I went up from like a 365 bench press, which is not bad for my weight and size, to all the way up to like a 450 within like 6 months. It was just retarded how fast I like just escalated, and everyone's like, "What do you want?" I'm like, "The good shit. Like, I don't know what this is, but it'd probably tank a cow, dude. Like, this is the shit they give horses to freaking win races."
Yeah. Damn. Yeah.
Super Soldier.
Super Soldier. Sounds like it.
I was like, never, ever again will I ever do it. But, like, that was wild. That was a good experience. Don't want to go back, but good experience.
But you're saying, like, mentally, though, like, on
it
that shit.
It fucked me, dude. Like, the simplest things, like, made me upset. Like, I could not keep my hormones in balance. Like,
I mean, emotion. See, that's what I'm saying. It's like some of that stuff. It's like it's such an like can give you emotional fucking makes you emotional fucking wreck. Like if you because and sometimes like it's just literally like you're saying the hormones. Like there's nothing wrong. Like you know what I mean? There's like in your life, right? To and even then, if there is, like that's even fucking worse, right?
It escalates it that much worse. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like that's kind of a things to consider, right? Like you know, if you kind of have a really kind of turbulent emotional life, it's like maybe you shouldn't jump on sauce, you know? Maybe reconsider that. But
stick with SARMs. Be one of those young ass fucking college SARM goblin, dude.
Yeah, be like me. I'm gonna be a SARMs goblin. I'm just gonna do that. Just orals for me. I'm a
just
pussy.
Fucking destroy your liver, dude. Just destroy your liver. I tell people, I'm like, yo, look, that's like SARMs is cool if you think they're cool. I don't think they're cool. But if you want to say, like, yeah, I'm on SARMs, like, kudos to you. The safest bet is just to go ahead and start pinning testosterone, dude, because it'll save your liver.
Yeah, and two, it's testosterone. You know, it's like it's already in your body. Like, you know, your body
natural.
Your body already processes it, and just getting it to an unnatural level isn't necessary. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like anything in excess is bad, right? So there's people that blast the shit. You know, it's like, and hey, you know, power to anybody. Don't get me wrong. I don't say it's bad in the sense of like morals. It's just like I think. In just the totality, in the aggregate of human experience, that's saying is mostly true, right? You drink too much, probably bad for your life. If you blast too much testosterone, probably not going to end well. You know, it's just everything, you know. I'm not saying, you know, that you shouldn't do that, because there's plenty of people that do it and are successful and have great careers, and that. And I would not take anything away from them. Like, they've obviously achieved stuff, and, you know, but what we're saying too at the same time about the fake natties is fuck that shit. Like, you need to admit what you're doing. Like, at the end of the day, people are buying your, especially if you're sponsoring stuff, especially if you're the spokesperson for anything, if you put your name on anything and you sell things with your name, you need to admit what got you there. You know what I mean? Because hey, that, you know, I don't know. At least to me, that feels morally wrong.
Yeah, it's like people who are on supplements, like,
it's dishonest.
Oh, let's just, what are you on, dude? Like, oh, well, I'm on this very strict diet, this very strict workout routine.
It's always bullshit.
And then, like, I make sure I have my protein shake after every workout. Like, dude, shut the fuck up. Like, that's not the case.
It's like a duck egg. There's one guy, I can't remember, I think it was, what was it, O'Hearn, Mike O'Hearn, the fucking, the body, you know, the guy from the Baby Don't Hurt Me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shit.
I know,
like,
what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, he's, I think there was something he said, like, he claims, I'm pretty sure he's a fake natty, and he claims, like, duck eggs or some shit had like some special hormone in it, and like there was some bullshit about duck eggs. I'm pretty sure that's O'Hearn. I'm not sure. I'm not sure at all, but I'm just gonna say it is because
yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, you can't be going.
He's too big anyway, dude. He's too big anyway.
Yeah, there's no like you're not. That's the thing. It's like you're not the only people you're fooling are the people that would be victimized by, you know, buying your
uneducated
shit. Yeah, no one like because I'm not gonna buy your shit. I guess that's what it is, dude. It's because Mike O'Hearn knows that we're not gonna buy his program. But some new fucking person to the whole thing probably will because they don't know any better.
And they're not going to do the research.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They're not going to educate themselves on the supplementation and things you need to actually hit those levels. They're like, oh, he says it's just a strict diet and this workout. Like, don't get me wrong. Some of those programs, you might get some strength and you might get a little muscle development and it might look all right, but like, you're not going to transform.
No, yeah, exactly. You know, that's the
like, those dudes look like goddamn gods. Like, they look like fucking Zeus and Hercules. I bet fucking Greek gods, they were blasting. They gotta be.
Yeah.
Zeus just up there training every day, dude. Just raging, going to the fucking earth, smashing fucking mortals. That's why he has Hercules, all these kids, because he couldn't control himself. Just raging.
Yeah, that's true. Zeus was definitely fucking... He was pimp.
He couldn't control himself. Who was his wife? I can't even think of it. But like, not a loyal man. Because he was raging.
What?
Off topic. That was so off topic.
Fuck. I was gonna bring something up about another thing. I was gonna rant about fitness wise. It's like, you know, what we're talking about too. It's like, yeah, look, a lot of programs that people sell, right? There's so many programs that are like, hey, you know, follow this. This will be in 90 days or in, you know, this amount of time. You'll get ripped or shredded or whatever the fuck. You know, they're selling some sort of thing because they're selling an image and an idea to people. Because what a lot of people don't, this is the truth about fucking fitness, is that it's not glamorous for the most part, you know, until you've put in a significant like amount of time and investment into yourself. And educating yourself, like, and doing the work, like, you know, it's like, that's the thing. It's just like, it takes years.
Yeah.
And that's just the bottom line. If you're going to start working out, get it out of your head that you're going to, it's 90 days, you know, 6 weeks, 90 minute abs or whatever the fuck it is. Like, get it out of your head. Like, that's not it. If you have that mindset, you're not going to be successful.
No.
Because to be successful is to be consistent, and that's
consistency is always key.
Yeah,
to anything in life, but like also have a solid foundation. Like people who like go, I want to get fit, I'm gonna go to the gym, I want to work out, and it's coming. The wave is coming. The new year's year, new year's resolutioners.
New year, new me.
Oh, I'm gonna get in the gym, and that fucking place gets packed, dude.
Yeah, dude.
But what people lack is knowledge on how to get fit. One, strip everything down. They're like, whoa. I'm like, so when I used to work at GNC. People come in, I'm like, oh, so what are you taking? They're like, oh, I take this pre-workout, and I take this L-arginine to help me with the pumps. I'm like, all right, man. I'm like, I lived in Southwest Virginia. That's why I had that accent. Yeah. I had nothing but rednecks come in. So like, they're like, yeah. You know, I'm taking this and this, and every now and then I take that protein powder. I'm like, so nothing else. Like, no, I'm like, how's your diet? They're like, ah, you know, it is what it is. Like, I eat what the old lady cooks. I'm like, God damn it. I'm like, so you don't take any vitamins? They're like, no. I'm like, rule number one, solid foundation. You need a solid base of protein, but before that, you need your multivitamin, you need a fish oil, you need these solid foundation to have those vitamins and nutrients your body needs to then build from there. Then you can start adding other supplements and whatever, proteins and BCAAs and all this other stuff for the muscle recovery, whatever. But if you don't have the proper vitamins in your body, like your body's going to be taken away from everything else because you don't have that nutrient your body needs to grow. And you're going to feel like shit. So start with the basic thing ever. If you're ever going to start working out and get into it, So are the multivitamin and the fish oil. That should be everybody's foundation. If you're not taking a multivitamin and fish oil, you're fucking up.
Yeah, like, you know, at least like a vitamin D, you know what I mean, for your heart. Like, you know, this is the main thing that you use when you work out. You know, it's like that pumps your blood, you know, and they always say that's a good one. So, but yeah, you know, that's what I usually would take would be fish oil. Fish oil supplements always good. You know, it's got the
so many
omega 3s.
Krill oil, fucking omega 3s. Like, you fucking think of it. Eat fish, dude. That's everything. You see a fish oil, just have your proper intake of fish.
But there's another thing, too, that I wanted to bring up. It's like, you see that. So this is another. So what we're saying, like, if for the basics. So, yeah, if we're starting, like, for fitness beginners, people that are interested in getting into it, understand it's going to take years. This is going to be a year journey. What you're going to do, it's not just something that you, unless you just want to half-ass it. You got to make this kind of a bit of a lifestyle.
Half-ass to get half-ass results. Yeah. Simple.
Exactly. Like,
but yeah, it's like you said, lifestyle.
You make it a bit of a lifestyle. You organize your schedule around it. You make sure that you can make that, you know, oh, your friends want you to come out. You got to go, and you got your gym time. You got to go to the gym. Hey, sorry, man, can't go hang out. I'll hit you up after the gym. There's always after the gym, man. Like, it's you don't always have to fucking be at the place. There's the FOMO kind of eats away at you. Don't worry about it, because what you're doing at the gym is going to pay off later for you. So
exactly.
It's an investment in yourself, so you got to understand it. And I think that's a better way to understand fitness, is it's really an investment. Is the work is an investment.
Prioritize your time. So if you know your friends and whatever, every Tuesday and Thursday nights after work, you always go to this spot to whatever trivia night, fucking go to the gym in the morning.
Yeah.
Be motivated, be dedicated into achieving your goals, but prioritize your time to where you know if you have these shit you got to do in the evenings, don't cancel out on plans and things that bring you happiness, because that's good for your mental health. But go to bed earlier, get up early, go to the gym before work, so that way you don't miss your workouts. And people, I hate when people say they don't have time. Everybody has time.
Yeah.
It's just you don't prioritize your time, and you're not dedicated, so you're like scattered as fuck. So then, you know, you're staying up to 1 or 2 in the morning. You sleep till 6 or 7 in the morning, you know, if that. And then you're getting up and going to work and dragging ass all day because you're getting rest, and then, you know, sleep. Another adequate thing for proper nutrition and gains is having proper sleep, proper diet, proper nutrients, vitamins. Like, there's so much shit into it.
And it's unbelievable how difficult, you know, as simple, it's easier said than done, you know, as a lot of these things always are. But, like, you know, that it's incredible, though, how hard it is to be consistent with hydration, sleep, diet. And like your nutrition with like vitamins and all of those, remembering to take your fucking vitamin, you know what I mean? Like all that stuff. And like, again, that's why we say lifestyle, is because you have to incorporate all of that into your daily routine and what you're doing. So you make sure you're getting your water, you make sure you're getting your protein, you make sure you're getting your vitamins, and then you make sure you're getting your workout. You know? So it's like, yeah, there's all those things you got to account for. Make sure you're getting your sleep. And like, it's a lot to keep track. And so, again, if you want to be successful at it, if you want to actually see, like, you know, a real change in your physique, that's what you have to do.
Also, when we say it's a time investment, we're not saying you're not going to see results, because you'll slowly see transitions and results as you go along. But when we say, like, you're just not going to wake up, it's like if you have a fucking dad bod, in 3 weeks' time or in a month time, you're not going to have a shred of six-pack. I don't give a fuck what you do. Yeah. Unless you take hella supplements and steroids and things that shred that, there's all kinds of shit out there.
Even still, like, depends on where you're at. You know what I mean? Still, like, you could have some fucked up ass shit, you know, if you lose that too fast. Like, when your body, in some cases, needs to recomposition.
If you hit it, you're going to be on the verge of death, honestly, if like, because like your body's going to be so malnourished and fucking depleted from that quick transition.
Yeah.
That's why if you do things and stuff, like supplementations help, but at the same time, it's not healthy. That's why there's a lot of, like, if you're taking supplements, steroids, and things, it's key to get blood work and things done. I'm not saying you have to go every fucking month to get blood work, but like routinely check in throughout the year and see how your blood work is, see what things your body might be lacking, and see where your test levels are at. Be smart about it. Don't be a dumbass. Don't be fucking superhero or whatever, think you're invincible, because you're not. There's only one person that's invincible. That's me. I'm just kidding. I was gonna say, no, God. Okay.
No, but you're right, though. I mean, like, you know, if you're going to start injecting yourself with, you know, in, like, an unnatural amount of hormones, like, you know, that's going, you know, come on. Like, it's only intelligent. The only intelligent thing to do would be to keep track of your body and the levels and make sure nothing's getting out of fucking whack. You know, it's because your body is a system, and that's what's so interesting about fitness is like kind of it's this journey of learning yourself, your physical self, and because it's part of it is like feel like it's interesting. It's like thinking back to before I really was consistent with, you know, my routine and stuff. Yeah. It's like there's parts of me where I'm like I feel like I can feel myself more. it's a weird thing to say because it's because you develop muscles in places that you didn't have them before, you feel like you just literally feel more. It's a weird exactly. thing to say, but it's kind of how it works. It's like you get to learn yourself and your physical self better. And that's only a good thing. You know, your mind and body, there's a symbiosis, right? There is a disconnect there, right? There is a bit of your internal, you know, the voice in your head, you know, and all that stuff, right? And, you know, there's always, we talk about, like, you know, our eternal soul and all that shit, right? So it's like, there is, like, this energy to us, right? That is, and then there's our physical form. It's like we're almost controlling this physical form. Our soul is so in like that sense, right? And you know, this is a process. Fitness is this process of and people always say, that's why I always hate it. It's like this, people say, oh, meatheads, like, and people, they don't think about this deeply about this shit. It's like, dude, like, it's this process of learning yourself, you know what I mean, and getting in touch and bridging that divide between your mind and your body and really kind of coming together. And like, that's at least has been for me, like, I've just learning more about myself. It's like you become more comfortable with yourself, more confident in yourself. Like, it's all,
if me and you went to the gym and we did the same workouts every day, one of us might have more development and more growth from those workouts because everybody's body works differently. And that's the mindset precisely. You have to see and understand is that just because fucking Jim Bob Thornton, who fucking has a shredded six-pack, can go out here and fucking do crunches every day and eat goddamn cheeseburgers, has a shredded six-pack, doesn't mean you can eat cheeseburgers and do crunches every day and have a six-pack. Everybody's body's differently. Like, you have to understand your body, understand, hey, I can't do these things because, hey, this makes me bloated, or, hey, this does this. So understand your body. Learn your body. Learn how things affect you. Learn what your body can intake and learn what exercises that, you know, achieve you the most growth and the most gains. So don't always do the same routine. Switch up your routines. Switch up your diet. Try different things. Don't be afraid to try different things, because if you stick with the same regimen, you're just going to be a basic bitch.
And that's another thing I would add, though. It's like, you know, like what you're talking about, a good basis, because so many people, and this is what I kind of, this is honestly, especially nowadays, there's almost like an overabundance of information, right? There's, oh, how do you grow this muscle and that? And there's, oh, everyone's got all these variations on kind of all of the same thing. You know what I mean? And that's the kind of the core. It's like, if there was just like, hey, like, don't fucking think about this shit too hard. You know what I mean? Here's like, do these exercises. Like, and so it's like, you know, a lot of people swear by the compounds, right? You know, it's just like bench, squat, you know, like overhead press, like anything that involves like the bar, basically deadlift, you know, it's like that, you know, that will like do everything, you know, that'll hit every part of your body. But, you know, at the same time, you know, it's like if you, that's true. If you really want to get into that sort of, you know, just the straight up kind of powerlifting, because that's where a lot of those lifts are focused in, in powerlifting. So
exactly.
But you know, if you want to just do hypertrophy training and stuff, and just building muscle, like you don't necessarily got to be like, oh, I need to be throwing up big weight. Like that hypertrophy training is not the same as powerlifting. Like, and I think there is some confusion about that too. And like, there are like though power builders. That's the new thing I think right now. You see with a lot of people that are doing both, right? Like, what is his name? Larry Wheels.
Yeah.
You know, dude's like built like a bodybuilder, but he lifts like a power lifter. You know, he like pulls big weight.
The fucking specimen, dude. That man is a fucking animal.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. You know, and it's like, that's what you...
He's a Cody Jr.
Is that a term? I'm pretty sure I've heard power builder around, but I don't know. Maybe I'm making that shit up.
Dude, it sounds good. We'll roll with it.
Yeah. But bodybuilding, like specifically hypertrophy training, you see all these guys arguing with each other in fucking TikToks about the fucking, the science says that, you know, this fucking movement produces, you know, 20% more stimulus of the muscle. And it's like, dude, if you're starting out, you're confusing the kids, all right? They're just starting out. Just have them fucking do the tricep pull down and, like, fucking build the muscle. Like, goddamn, you know, it's like that's kind of part of it, too, is I feel like a lot of
you have to learn yourself.
It's an overabundance of information out there at this point. So I think that confuses a lot of the kids. They don't really know, they see all this stuff and they think, oh, well, this is superior to that. And it's like, you know, like what you're saying is the truth though. It's like, you know, really what you got to do, establish a solid base. And then once it's kind of like you learn the rules and then you can kind of start to bend and break them in some instances, you know,
it's
that, but you have to learn the rules first. You have to build a solid base for yourself, a solid base of muscle so that you can then build off of that, because there's certain things like, again, ego lifting. Before you have that, you're gonna fuck yourself up. And I did that to myself personally. So
yeah,
you know, I have done that.
Fuck you, Sosa. Shout out.
Shout out.
Fucking military prick. He's my dog. I love him to death, but goddamn it, dude. I came back from the gym. I fucking took months off, dude. A lot of health issues. I have cystic fibrosis. Irrelevant. But so after having that long period off, Soso's in the gym. He's like, no one's here to push me. Nobody here can work, but makes me work hard. Nobody's got that dog in him or whatever. I was like, all right. God damn it. Let me humble this kid. Humbled him, but at the same time, fucking humbled myself. My shoulder's been fucked up ever since. So. Lessons learned. Don't ego lift.
Shoulders, man. I swear to God. It's always the fucking shoulders.
Shoulders go out, man. I was trying to do pull-ups yesterday with Big Dog. And he was like, yeah, let's do a superset with these rows. And that's after doing like 400-pound shrugs. I was like, dude, this dude's fucking going to kill me. But he's like, you're my inspiration. I'm like, now I got to go hard. So I was just like grinding with him. And he started doing pull-ups. I was like, dude, I got to tap. My shoulder's not allowing me. And I don't want to push to where I can't function because I do solar installs and got to work today. I was like,
work, dude.
I got to carry these panels.
Bro. Yeah, that's another thing to consider, too. Yeah, it's like at a certain point, you know, it's going to be maintenance versus like just blasting. Although you never know. I think at a, you know, you can probably blast to a pretty decent age, I feel like. Like, you see some of these guys, they're blasting up into their late 40s, you know.
Well, my thing is this. I'm on test. I'm never going to come off test.
Well,
I blast you around. I have steady dose to keep my levels at a solid, you know.
So, now, this is something, like, I've heard people say, go back, talk about this, and I have never really been able to get a clear answer on it, because I see people talking about it all over the place, and there's diverging opinions on this. Now, say if you take run a cycle, like you were saying, of 250, 300 a week for, you know, whatever, you know, 8 weeks, 12 weeks, and then you come off of it, you're going to do a post-cycle therapy, right? You're going to take something.
You should. Or wean your body off that test. If you're not, if you're just running tests, like, honestly, I don't think you need to do run a PC, like a pro-psychotherapy PCT. Honestly, if you just wean yourself off. So if you're, say, you're doing a full CC a week and you run it for 12 to 16 weeks, I would run a full CC all the way to, like, 10 or 12 weeks or whatever. Mm-hmm. And those last 4 weeks to make it a 16-week cycle, 2 weeks, I'll go to, like, you can even do, like, a 3/4 of a CC for a week, then go to a half a CC.
Okay,
wean
so you
yourself
just come
off.
Down.
Yeah, and that's why a lot of people make mistakes, is they just cut it out, and then your body feels like shit.
Yeah, of
and
course.
And you're fucking like,
where
like,
is it?
What's happening? Like, yeah, cool. It might not be like that for, like, the first, because the lifespan of, like, some tests, like, test cypionate, nethionate, is, like, 7 to 9 days. So, like, it's going to be in your body a little for, like, a week or so.
Yeah,
but, like,
yeah.
And you might have a little longevity after that, but, like, 2 weeks in, dude, you're going to feel like dog shit. You're going to have no motivation, no. And then mentally, you're fucked up because you don't have that confidence anymore from that testosterone and stuff.
But I think that's what people say. It's like, then you're going to have, you have a crash. That's what we call a test crash. But then I think people will go even further to say, like, your test levels then are fucked. Like, then you have to just be basically on test for the rest of your life.
You can, it depends on your body and who you are, because your body is going to stop producing tests because you're injecting it into your body. So your body's like, I don't need to do that. But at the same time, when you come off,
our bodies are lazy like that. It's
your
just
body's
like, oh,
fuck,
shit, all right, fuck that.
Hey, tap me
you
out.
Got that covered.
Hey,
all right.
Thanks, guys.
I'm going to do some other shit over here.
Yeah, let me work on your fucking eyesight or something.
Yeah, your immune system. Yeah,
yeah,
like that's where that shit goes.
Oh, you got a cold? Oh, we got
knock
you, buddy.
That shit out. Yeah, I don't have to worry about this testosterone over here.
But, fuck, I forgot what I was about to say.
Sorry.
But,
got you off topic with the test.
Yeah, but, so if you're taking that test, and I've lost my thought. Fuck. Damn.
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 Derailed it. Sorry, bro.
Dude, that was a good one. That was a good one. Fuck that. I'm good. Like, whatever.
So we were saying how the testosterone courses through your veins. No, how, like, so the crash, you know what I mean? How, like, your body can definitely crash if you just come right off that shit. But what
wean
you're
yourself,
saying is
always,
just weaning is the move.
That's my personal thing, is I wean off of it.
And you're good. Like, you can just come off cycle, and your body starts producing its own test again.
But my thing is this. If you plan on running multiple cycles throughout a year, stay on it, because you're going to put your body in, like, such a shock, because you're going to be on, you're going to be off, you're going to be on, you're going to be off, you're going to be on. Then you're going to run, like, 16-week cycles. When that happens, you know what I'm saying? Like, your body's like, before you can start producing again, you're going to have those negative downsides. So it's like, hey, just if you know you're going to run multiple cycles and this is something you'll be consistent with, stay on test, just coast. It's the safest. It's the best thing for you.
Yeah. You know, I'm not, like, planning on jumping on anytime soon, but, you know, that's what I was thinking about if I do, because, like, it's like, hey, you know, if I do this, it's like, I don't want this shit to fucking, literally crash my fucking, like, hormonal system, you know what I mean? It's just, like, crush that shit. And if I did hop on it, you know what I mean, it would definitely, I would not start blasting, because, like, that's what you were saying, like, everywhere I look, every fucking forum, all of the fucking conventional thinking is blast 500 a week right off the bat. And it's like, yeah, I get, because the idea is you want your body to respond to it, and you want to get the most out of it. You know, don't pussyfoot around, basically, is the mentality that people are saying. It's just like, if you're going to fucking do it, do it. And it's like, I get that. But at the same time, though, depends on who you are and where you're at in the context of all that, and which your ability to do. And it's like, that's, I'm not sure I'm trying to fucking blast, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to fucking do that right off the bat. So, you know, just seeing how it responds with, like, 300 for a cycle, one cycle, and coming down, weaning yourself off, that sounds fucking reasonable, just as a test run. And hey, if that all seems to go well and you seem to, like, you let it, you know, you respond to it, then fuck, man. Like, why not blast it on your next one? But,
yeah,
like, that's something that you would build up to and prepare for, you know?
And the key is, too, is when you're doing these things, be precautious and know your body, because all in all, getting big and shit's cool, but like, be smart about it. Don't just cut it out. Like, don't run 16 weeks of fucking blasting tests or whatever you're taking and then just come off everything completely. Like, wean yourself off. If you really want to be over the top and just be very precautious, put psychotherapy. Like, do it. Like, I don't think it's personally, from my personal experiences, I don't think it's needed like that. I don't have no gyno or no fucking crazy shit happening to me. But, you know, everybody's body's different. So I'm not saying, like, hey, from my experiences, if I wean myself off and where I've been staying on a steady coast of deaths, haven't had any issues, other people might have some, you know, different things. Everybody's body's differently. So know your body, know how your body reacts, and then take it from there.
And see, that's what, again, why, to bring it full circle to the point that we were making earlier, it's like, you know, the fitness, the process of fitness is learning your body, right?
Yeah.
And it's only until after you've kind of learned your body that it makes sense to even explore these things. So exactly. It's like, if you're fucking kid and you're trying to get into fitness, it's like the last thing you should be even fucking looking at or considering is steroids or supplements or anything like that. Go in, get yourself a solid basis in the fucking gym, get yourself in the routine, get yourself into that lifestyle,
that habit.
And then once you've learned yourself and you learned your body, then you can start exploring these things, because then you sort of understand. You know how your body reacts to certain things. You know how your body...
Let your body develop on its own. Don't start blasting when you're fucking 17 or 18 or 19 years old. Be smart.
Yeah. No, exactly. It's like, you see some of these kids too. It's like, you know what, like, and I don't want to criticize anybody, right? Like, because some of these kids are fucking making huge fucking gains in progress. And it is scary, you know what I mean? It is kind of like a bit of uncharted territory in some ways, when you're like, you know, they're the biggest, you know, the youngest and the biggest that they've ever been. It's like, what is this going to do to their body? You know, what are they going to look like when they're fucking 40? And some of these guys, like, you know, like Rich Piana, and, you know, like, they
died.
Yeah. You know,
RIP the goat.
Yeah. Like, you know, he didn't last long. You know, he is in his 40s, right?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
I think Piana was in his 40s. But he, you know, may have been early 50s, you know, if anything, because like that dude, you know, he was not old, and he was huge, and he was open. And that's why he was awesome, was he was open about all that shit.
Yeah.
He didn't fucking lie about it. No, it's like
crazy amounts. God, ungodly amounts of shit he put in his body. Growth hormone, all the above, ungodly amounts. Looked like a fucking freak of nature. Be yoked.
He was 46. Yeah. 46 years old. And so that's, again, like, look, you know, if you're out, some of these guys, some of these kids, you know, they're just like, hey, I'm out for fucking glory. I'm burning hot. I'm burning fast. I don't fucking care how long I'm on this fucking earth. Look, I respect the cavalier attitude and approach, but look, man, like, you know, despite what you may think, there is probably people out there that care about you, and, you know, people that want you to be around for as long as possible, you know, and, you know,
I do.
Yeah, you know, we all do, you know. It's like, but, you know, especially the people that care about you, it's like, they're going to want you around.
Them, so more than me.
Yeah. So don't fuck, you know, don't do things. Especially, you know, if they're not worth it in a lot of instances, like, especially with all the social media bullshit they got these days, you know, like influencers and stuff. It's like, people see it, they're like, oh, well, I need to do that, or like, I want to do that. And it's like, look, there's a very, especially when it comes to sub, it's like, look, there is a small percentage of people that actually go to the gym and work out consistently. Like, a single-digit percentage of people probably in the United States. Let's take that sample size. Yeah. Probably a single-digit percentage of people that go to the gym and work out consistently. And of that percentage of people, a fraction of that fucking percentage is like people that have the physiques and the and would look good and to do steroids, you know, and some of them are actually on it, you know. It's like, but there's only a small fucking percentage of people that actually need to be on this shit. You know, it's like the amount of, like, so it's like to think that, like, you, unless you put in time and real work, to think that you are like somebody that should be taking this shit, it's like, get it out of your fucking head. I'm sorry. Like, kids, man, like, they just get, and that's just my, that's my thing. It's just, that's all I'm worried about, is like kids getting influenced by that shit too young, and they're jumping on that shit too young. And it's like, yeah, like what we're talking about, it's like, learn your fucking body and do it. It's like, if I'm not saying don't do it, just learn your body first.
If you can't legally buy alcohol, you don't know your body.
Now, you really, yeah, you really should.
If your insurance doesn't drop because of your age, you don't know your body.
Yeah, until your car insurance drops.
That's about 25, okay, right? Okay, yeah. That's a good start.
That's when, yeah, that's when you should probably consider testosterone.
Start thinking about the idea.
Yeah, at least then. But yeah, dude, and that's another thing, too, is like, you imagine, like, a roided up, like, fucking teen behind the wheel of a car, like, nah, dude. That's why these kids, like, go out, like, wrap these cars around fucking trees and shit, and these, you know, tragic stories of, you know, high schoolers and, like prom night and shit.
Yeah, like, just, like, fucking all-state quarterback friggin' wraps car around tree.
Exactly.
It's like, and you look at it, it's like, his height and weight, 6'2", 230. Like, that's a big fucking quarterback,
dude.
That's
a big high schooler, dude. Yeah, like, yeah. This motherfucker. And yeah. And so that, but that's my point. It's like, you know, like, how many times have you seen that fucking story? It's like, so it's like, I don't think there's probably something to that. You know,
bench press 225, 15 reps. Shit, the age of 17. Like,
there's guys that are above fucking 25 that roid rage and lose their fucking shit. So it's like, that, you know, that's another, that's, yeah. Hey, don't get me wrong, man. Like, you got to make your choices in this world. I'm not trying to make anybody's choices for them. I'm just trying to, like, you know, there's certain things you probably want to do. So a lot of people just put the cart before the horse, you know, in their minds.
Good analogy.
Do the process, do the work first, and then, you know, and things will fall into place. Like, if it's meant to be, you know, if you are meant to take steroids, like, you'll be on a path to that destiny. But believe me, like, you're probably not you're probably not in that crowd, just being real. But, you know, if you are, you know, like, you make your choices. You know, I'm not saying it's not bad.
Totally.
It's your
agree.
Life.
Talking about good choices, pizza's here.
Pizza's here.
That's a healthy lifestyle right there.
We're going to try and be more consistent.
Like, get the rhino in the house more often.
Get the rhino. Yeah. That'll be your nickname. We got to get, we'll put that on there.
It's been like Reiner the Rhino. It just blends.
Reiner the Rhino. Yeah. That makes sense.
Because I got a massive horn. Okay.
It's always that, too. All right, yeah, so if you enjoyed the episode, go check us out. Cody, what's your social media handle?
It's my name, Cody Reiner. It's Instagram, Cody Reiner. Cody, K-O-D-I-E, R-I-N-E-R, all together.
There you go.
There it is. Simple as that.
That's his handle. You can find him there. You can go see him lifting shit, physique,
some baby weights. Some baby weights. Making Sosa my bitch. Shout out, Sosa.
Shout out, Sosa.
Jack. I'll give my roommate Jack a shout out. Little girl.
Is Jack B?
Brantley, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, he's a dog.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dog.
Yeah, we could get Brantley. We could get Brantley up on the.
I do. He'd probably come out. If I call him right now, he'd probably come out. He'd be like, yeah, let's do it, dude. Let's go,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, we should have done that first before we started, but we'll do it next time. We'll get Brantley next time. He's coming next time, y'all. All right.
You can see my little brother, my ginger brother.
And so, yeah, you can find me at just Historical on both, most of the platforms, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. And, yeah, that's it for this week. We'll see you next time.
Let's go.